We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gamma and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100 Happy, Healthy, and Wise. We're also the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas, and each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. So if you miss a week or want to share something you heard on the show, go to iTunes.com and search The Staying Young Show. You can download all the past shows there for free. And I'm so excited to look at where our downloads are coming from. And, you know, we're up to, I think, 150 different countries. That was amazing. I was looking down the list and I couldn't believe there were countries there I had not even heard of. So I love having that global presence and just want to give a shout out to all of those people that are listening. And we had some really good downloads from Italy of all places. So want to thank all of you that are listening over in Italy. And of course, as always, we want to thank our soldiers who listen in around the world. So there's been a great deal of confusion about vitamins lately. So we thought we'd do a show and clear up some of the good and the bad about vitamins. And then later this hour, we'll be joined by a professional in the field of nutritional supplements, Lisa Stewart, who's from Douglas Labs. They manufacture the Stay Young vitamin line and other pharmaceutical grade supplements, and she really knows her stuff. So I'm excited to bring her on. So, all right, Dr. Gamma, let me ask you, your opinion about this new study that came out about vitamins. Some of it I agree with. I mean, when they're saying that most of the vitamins out there are, you know, not going to help you. I mean, I think that's something we've seen in our practice.
Yes. So there's so many different aspects to this. It's hard to know where to begin. The study basically took a large group of older doctors, actually, and gave half a multiple vitamin. I'm not exactly sure the content of that multiple vitamin, but let's just say it's an average content. And they gave the other half placebo. And then over a long period of time, they studied whether it made a difference in preventing cancer or preventing heart disease, and they didn't find any difference. Now, the thing about it is the group they picked, doctors, generally have...
And they were over a certain age.
Yes, but they generally have better nutrition than the average citizen, the average patient. And the comment was made, you know, if you eat really well, if you get your 7 servings of vegetables and fruits daily, you don't need a, quote, multiple vitamin. That's probably quite true. But in my practice, I rarely find anyone with good nutrition. I rarely find people who get enough fruits and vegetables. And so we do advise them to take vitamins in that situation to fill in the gaps because we know their nutrition is atrocious. I saw a patient this morning, and his usual food is McDonald's 3 times a day.
3 times a day? What?
3 times a day. And he's a diabetic, and he's overweight.
Oh,
and, So, you know, there's a lot of exceptions to these rules. And it just shows how, you know, a study can come out, the media can go with it, but you have to think about it. I mean, what did they do in this study? Of course, the other problem is... And we know from our practice, if you study nutritional deficiencies, for example, doing a micronutrient assessment, we often find that people who are taking a shoebox of vitamins are taking the wrong vitamins. And the micronutrient assessment will point to the right vitamins they should take.
Right. So the micronutrient assessment we've talked about on the show so many times, and a lot of our listeners, we've sent it out to them. So if you're listening, you don't have to be near us. We can actually send somebody out to draw your blood, and then the results we can go over the phone with you. But, you know, I thought a couple of other interesting things about the study they came out with, where they said most of the supplements aren't worth your money. And then they said a multivitamin. Like you said, not all multivitamins are the same. I just thought it just, here comes another flawed study. But having said all that, I really cannot talk about vitamins without talking about one of my things, pet peeves. And hey, I was one of those kids taking those vitamins, and I think mine were like Flintstones, or those character vitamins, and they were full of dyes, they were full of all kinds of things. And if you go and you look at the stuff on the shelf, and we're not picking on any one particular vitamin, but you look at them, they want to make them look good, so they color them, they put artificial flavors in them, they put all kinds of stuff you don't need, fillers, and I think that is also one of the issues when we talk about supplements and what we're giving our kids, what we're taking ourselves. And then, of course, the other, quickly, I want to say this before our segment, this first segment ends, is that we have to really tell people, you have to consult your physician when you're going to take supplements, or at least, get them from somewhere who's kind of monitoring what you're taking. Because if you just go and you pick all kinds of stuff off the shelves, you can overdose on certain vitamins, like vitamin A, which is very dangerous.
Exactly right. And, we often ask patients, are you taking any medications? Oh, no. Well, are you taking vitamins? Oh, yeah, I take these 10 vitamins. And, you look at them, and for example, the vitamin A, I actually had a patient with decreased hearing, and he was taking way too much of vitamin E in his case, and the vitamin E was damaging his hearing. So it's very important when you see your physician, when he says, are you on any medicine, vitamins are included.
That sound means it's time for Doc Shock, and Doc Shock is something that we hear in the news or we see in the news. Sometimes it's something that shocks us, sometimes it's something we knew all along, and it's not so shocking, it's just shocking that they finally have caught up with things we've been doing. But this is fascinating. Research at the Douglas Institute Research Center, which is affiliated with the McGill University, they've isolated a gene called DCC, and basically it's responsible for dopamine connectivity in the prefrontal cortex of the brain during adolescence. So sometimes people say, man, they kind of went crazy and it kind of happened when they were a teen, and we can trace it back. Yeah, when they were 15, they kind of started going a little wonky. And now they've determined that, hey, there is this gene, this DCC, and sometimes it goes a little dysfunctional during adolescence, and that leads to a lot of wicked stuff happening on into adulthood. So fascinating study. There's going to be some great new stuff that comes out of that, I'm sure. But, hey, we've got to go to a break here in just a second. So just want to tell you, if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there. You're going to need the phone number 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932, because you're going to need it for the Dementia Defender, which is coming up. And when we come back, we're going to take some of these multivitamins and supplements and other things. We're going to talk about them. We're going to get rid of the mystery. So stay tuned. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Go to iTunes.com and search the Staying Young Show. So at the end of our shows, we have a riddle called the Dementia Defender. And if you send us the correct answer and explanation, then we may just send you, actually we will if you send us the right stuff, we'll send you a free copy of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and the book Age to Perfection. That's right, you're going to get two free books just for getting the answer right. So write down this website, EM Texas, and Texas is spelled out, emtexas.com, the phone number 1-800-910-3932, because that's where you're going to want to send the answers to those dementia defenders, which will be coming up here in a bit. And I'll read the names later of some of the people we just sent books to because they got it right. But I love getting all the responses, and they just come from all over the place, which is so much fun. I think it's great to have our listeners, you people out there, calling in, emailing in, all the things that you do, but sending in those answers. We've got a special guest today, though, Lisa Stewart. She's from Douglas Labs, and Douglas Labs is actually the manufacturer for the Stay Young vitamin line, which we talk about frequently on the show because, one of the things that we saw within our practice and the doctors have seen for years is that patients were taking a lot of supplements and then they still were having these kinds of deficiencies. So, I just want to point out that somebody, you know what? Somebody here is getting in trouble for not turning their ringer off, and I think that would be me. So you hear that little sound in the background? That just cost me some money. But hey, Lisa Stewart is here, and she's from Douglas Labs, like I said, and we want to welcome you, Lisa, to come. You flew in, came in the studio. We think it's fabulous. Well, can I say you're with child?
Yes. Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have somebody in the studio, but especially someone like you that has a lot of this great information, just right there at your fingertips and in your brain. So great to have you here sharing with us. So let's talk a little bit about why you have a passion for supplements and for what you do. I mean, why is this your thing?
Sure. Well, I am actually a registered dietitian. So I went to school for with a nutritional background, and I have just, you know, a passion for nutrition because I feel like it really impacts our lives, and it can, you know, make a difference in our health.
Which is why you're pregnant. You're like, well, how many weeks?
31 weeks.
31 weeks. And you look absolutely fabulous. Dr. Anderson's leaning over to go, what? So you obviously have taken very good care of yourself. And I mean, you just have, and when you say glow, I mean, you absolutely look beautiful. And I've known you even before you got pregnant. You've always had great skin, great hair, and just always looked really healthy. So I have to say it's, you're a walking billboard for, for the supplements that are produced there.
And for good nutrition.
And for good nutrition,
yes,
in general.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. So, okay, let's talk about, earlier we were talking about the multivitamins and such. And so let's talk for a minute. There's two that we have, which is the essential multivitamin, and then we have an age support. I personally take the age support. I think we all here take the age support. But let's talk just for a minute in general, because you know that study, they had multivitamins, but it wasn't and we don't know what one it was or if it was always the same one. So let's talk just for a minute about those two multivitamins and then what kind of sets those apart from some of the ones on the shelves.
Sure. Well, in the study that they were talking about, like you mentioned, they didn't really say which specific supplements they are. And when you're talking about supplements, there's a big differentiation between professional grade supplements like the Stay Young line that Douglas manufactures, and then over the counter products. It gets down to the ingredients that are actually in the products, the forms of the ingredients, and then the manufacturing process as well. And at Douglas, we are audited by the FDA on a regular basis, and we have the NSF good manufacturing practices in place, and then we manufacture in accordance with USP. So we guarantee what is on that label is in the product. And so that can be a good, you know, rest assurance for your patients that they know what they see on the label is actually what they're getting.
So as I understand it, the FDA doesn't have to audit you, but you ask them to audit you. Is that right?
That is correct.
And what about other vitamin manufacturers? Did they get audited by the FDA?
Well, there's new regulations with the FDA. They are kind of cracking down on some of the smaller manufacturing companies. But I don't believe that all manufacturers are audited by the FDA.
Well, definitely not as frequently as you guys are, because you're doing it as a, hey, come out, let's be proactive and make sure that all of every batch we do is what it says.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, what we feel sets these apart. When we say pharmaceutical grade, we're saying, hey, you know what? We're standing behind what's in these. But also, you know, when we talk about multivitamins, you know, some of the great things about the Stay Young vitamin lines, which are out of Douglas, which I wish more supplements were doing this, is that they don't contain some of these other fillers. I mean, a lot of, almost all of these vitamins, with the exception of when they have to, they're vegetarian. Most of them are gluten-free. Or don't contain gluten, don't contain wheat. They don't contain other things.
Any artificial colorings or sweeteners,
right,
things like that.
Right. We talked about that, the coloring and the sweeteners. And one big deal is that some people have sensitivities to these. Or maybe they're lactose intolerant, but then they're swallowing all these supplements they picked up at the store. And they're like, man, I don't feel so good after I take my supplements. But it's probably because they contain lactose, or they contain something in there that's not necessarily the nutrients they want, but some other filler.
You know, I have found a lot of patients over the years with migraine headaches who were getting their headaches from the artificial sweetener in their vitamins. And it took a while to track it down because, you know, the patient didn't think of the artificial sweetener being in the vitamins. You know, that's an important thing, that these vitamins are without artificial sweeteners.
Well, and when we talk I use the term pharmaceutical grade, you know, rather than professional grade, but, you know, it's that goes back to the thing. Patients always say, well, I saw reports that Americans don't need it, and we've talked in the past about the USDA testing our produce and for the nutrients that they're supposed to have in there, and there's been a steady decline in the amount of nutrients. You know, I've had the argument with Olympic athletes that they don't need to take a vitamin because, you know, they eat clean and healthy, and I said, yeah, but you're still not getting everything you need, and this just kind of covers it and tops off the tank. And then when we get them to start, they'll tell you their times improve or their training gets better. So, you know, my question is, are you going to make the baby's food after the baby's born, or are you going to?
Yes. Yeah. Very much.
You got your little baby boy. Yeah.
I'm trying to decide between the Vitamix and then the Ninja, but I'm going to get one of those.
So I was at a party the other night, and there was a dermatologist. He actually is a, pathology dermatologist. And so he's basically the one who's like looking at this stuff and saying, yes, it's cancer. Yes, it's this or that. So we were discussing the big debate, and that's the vitamin D debate, where the dermatologists are saying, hey, you've got to get the sunscreen on because you're going to get skin cancer. And then there's also, you know, the school thought is we have a huge vitamin D deficiency issue because everyone's wearing sunscreen. They're staying out of the sun. So it was interesting to have that discussion with the dermatologist. And he's like, I get it. I understand it. It's almost like the lesser two evils. But he said, and we agree, and we kind of tell our patients this as well, the vitamin D is one of those things, yes, supplement it because you do want to wear that sunscreen. You do want to stay out of the sun and don't get skin cancer when you can supplement and inexpensively supplement.
Well, and clarify, vitamin D is actually not a vitamin, right? So what is it?
Right. It's more of a regulating hormone in the body. It's been shown to help with upregulating your calcium absorption and helping the calcium really get into the bones to help with bone formation. So it's more of a hormone versus a vitamin.
Right. And we oftentimes are telling our patients about, you know, balancing hormones. And it's not just the sex hormones, but if you don't have adequate amounts of vitamin D, you're not going to get the optimal effects from the other things we do. So it also plays an important role in our body's immune system and keeping it, the T lymphocytes up and protecting you and fending off infections. So it has lots of roles, but I think the misconception is really not a vitamin.
Right.
I think when I take my vitamin D, and I don't know about you guys, I tend to sleep much better. When I take my vitamin D, I sleep better, I think better. I don't tend to do that weight fluctuation thing. And I just feel overall generally better, on top of just having a better brain.
My male patients report their libido's better on vitamin D.
I believe that. I really do. It just kind of, like you said, it helps regulate other stuff. So I think it's really good. Hey, we've got to go to a short break. But if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there. Also, we're talking about Stay Young vitamins, and we're talking about them today. Normally, we don't really press an issue like this. But given what's been in the news lately, we really wanted to talk about supplements. You can go to Stay Young Vitamins. Vitamins.com, stayyoungvitamins.com. That's where you can find information about what we're talking about right here. And also on the website, emtexas.com, there's information about the micronutrient testing that we discussed. But we got to go to a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about our recommendations for longevity and for our youth. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right, ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to stayyoungvitamins.com. That's stayyoungvitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. If you haven't gone to the website EMTexas, that's emtexasspelledout.com, be sure to go there. And later this hour, we'll be giving you the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. So write down that website, emtexas.com, and the phone number 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932, because you can go there and actually submit your answer if you want in a little drop down. And we'll send you a copy, a free copy of two books, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and our latest book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. You know, when I think about our book, Age to Perfection, I know we talk about her a lot on the show, Lucille. I absolutely adore Lucille. She's 101. We spend so much time together. But I think it's just absolutely hysterical because she, you know, still flies on her own and heads off and goes across the country. And I love it. I love what she's doing. And if you haven't been to YouTube, we have tons of videos from when we're on television, various television shows and such. But there's also a video on YouTube. If you go to the Executive Medicine, the number one Executive Medicine One channel, you can watch Lucille take to the sky. She actually went in an open cockpit airplane, went up, had a great time. She says she didn't want to come down. But lots of fun stuff there that you can watch.
And
my fear is if I'm over 100 years old and I get that close to heaven, that it's just not, it's not a far step. So I think I'm going to keep on the ground.
Mark, I don't think you have to worry about going to heaven.
What? Give the man a break. But hey, all right, we're talking today about supplements. We've been talking about how some of the supplements have gotten a bad rap. And actually, we agree with some of the research that has come out. There are a lot of supplements on the market that don't contain what they say that they contain. So, yeah, sometimes you may be wasting your money. And also, we agree with the fact that you shouldn't just go load up on supplements. You don't know what you're taking. You don't know what you're cross-referencing. And so we really encourage all of our listeners and all of our patients to be very careful on supplements. Having said,
and along the lines of careful, I have a question. I mean, a lot of these things, you go in the health food store and they'll have, you know, proprietary blend is one of the quote ingredients, right? And they're not required to disclose what's in the proprietary blend. And there's a lot of stuff that could be in there that you do not want, right?
Right. And proprietary blends, like you said, you don't have to disclose the how much is specifically in there of each ingredient. So you can be getting some overlap with different nutrients and different herbs, things like that. And I think that's the importance with Douglas Labs is we do manufacture products for healthcare professionals. So we sell to the healthcare professionals because the healthcare professional is going to know what is, you know, your health history and things like that. So they will be able to help recommend specific supplements specifically for the health of each patient. It's more of a personalized medicine versus, you know, lumping everybody into one generalized category.
And you know, there was one thing that that we've been able to do, which I think is great. We've seen success with particular ingredients and particular things. So the doctors got together with you and Douglas and said, hey, we want to put together a pack. So it's just these little packages they can take. A lot of our patients and a lot of our listeners, they travel. So it's just a convenience thing. And then here's what we want in it. And then you guys were great because you went and you put together these packs for us. One of them is the longevity pack. I think that's probably our biggest seller. And can you talk just for a minute about the different things, ingredients we put in the longevity pack?
Sure. The longevity pack includes resveratrol, and it's 200 milligrams of pure resveratrol. And then it also has alpha-lipoic acid and acetyl-carnitine, and then also astragalus root. So those are the specific ingredients. And then there's a few additional ingredients, Pure Whey vitamin C, which is more of a liposomal vitamin C, and Makai berry, and then also astaxanthin. So it's a powerful antioxidant pack. It really helps with mitochondrial rejuvenation and helping with the health helping with the overall health of the mitochondrial and...
Which is part of the cell for our listeners that don't know that. So really it's about cell health and about just overall body health, but also the brain. I mean, a lot of our people that take that, they say, I can't believe how much better my cognition is. And so basically they're doing a lot better. Maybe it's at work. Maybe they're retired and they were worried, you know, am I getting, you know, Alzheimer's? Am I getting dementia? And really they probably were lacking some supplements. We put them on some good multivitamin. We put them on the longevity pack, and they see a huge difference. Just, I mean, when I look at what goes on within the executive medicine of Texas practice and the feedback we get, people are like, this is good because I was worried, you know, and they actually feel like they're getting better cognition.
But one thing I get from patients a lot of times when we start adding all this stuff up is they'll say, you know, the cost with some of this. But I had a patient today, and I mean, she is in sales, and by doing some of these things, she'll tell you, I mean, she said she hit her bonus for the last two quarters and attributes a lot to, you know, her cognitive abilities being better and more energy, et cetera. And so, you know, I tell everybody, aging is not for the weak of heart or the tight of purse. And so, you know, if you want to effectively combat it, you're going to have to put some resources towards it. But they're not prohibitively expensive. I mean, they're right in there with what any good supplement or, you know, vitamins going to cost.
Right. And I think the different forms of the ingredients are, you should look at those as well, because in the longevity pack, you're using a Resvita form, which is a pure form of resveratrol. So you're getting the full benefit of the resveratrol, and it's going to be very well absorbed and bioavailable for the body. So you can uptake it, and so it can get into the cells and really work.
Yeah, well, hold on. Let's talk about the resveratrol for a minute, because there's a lot of stuff on the internet. There's all over the place about resveratrol. But when we researched resveratrol, we researched it extremely well, and we wanted to know, you know, are you manufacturing at what temperature and light versus dark and all of these things, because that is going to make a huge difference as to the potency of this stuff. And a lot of people don't understand that. They're like, oh, or maybe it's not pure, but they say this one has more milligrams. Well, it doesn't matter if it's not manufactured right. It's not going to do you any good.
Right. And with the Resvita form of resveratrol, it is a 99% pure resveratrol, and it's, we're not using any heat or water to manufacture the ingredient. So nothing that would interfere with the absorption or the bioavailability of it. And there's a big difference in the Resvita, because it is a GRAS certified, which is generally recognized as safe. And most of the other forms of resveratrol out there do not have that, that stamp of approval for it's generally recognized as safe. And that's by the FDA. And that gets to safety studies and, to the manufacturing process, and there's not going to be any risk for any pesticide toxicity or any contamination with the ingredient as well.
That's really important. And we talked about this on a different show. If you haven't downloaded the podcast, there's a lot of different topics we talk about. A lot of times we bring people in from all over the place. But I think it was the Grain Brain guy that we had on that was talking about the issues with a lot of our foods. And there's stuff in there when it comes to pesticides and radiation and all kinds of stuff we don't realize is in our food. We just don't know. And then we're eating it, and then we're wondering why we don't feel good. So, I mean, this is another taking that a step further and saying, hey, this stuff is in our supplements as well, and we got to be careful and make sure there's no pesticides in there, there's no other stuff that we're doing more harm than good.
You know, the other comment I wanted to make is we've also had two other types of patients. The patient who's tired of being tired and all his labs are normal, we do the micronutrient assessment, find the nutrients that are missing and target the right supplements, and the fatigue is gone. And the other one is the athlete, you know, the athlete that just can't keep up anymore. Same thing. We get the micronutrient assessment. We find what's lacking. We target it with the right supplements, and they do better with their athletics. So, you know, this is all scientific. This isn't sort of airy-fairy. You know, a lot of doctors say, just take a vitamin a day. Well, who knows if it works? It depends on your nutrition. But, you know, if for specific types of problems, we can be very scientific about it.
Well, and I want to tell, I know I told this story a long time ago on the show, but I want to retell it here before we go to a break. We had a daughter who was having all kinds of issues, really kind of starting in junior high and high school. And we're like, gosh, I guess she has ADD. She wasn't hyperactive, but she just couldn't concentrate to save her life. And so, you know, unfortunately, we had to put her on ADD meds, and it wasn't until right before she left for college, we had the micronutrient analysis that we now can do. We had that technology. We ran that. She had 7 different deficiencies, pure deficiencies, and then she was borderline on like 5 more. And we put her on some really good, we actually ended up putting her on the age support, not the essentials, and then some other stuff that she was deficient in. And, you know, not only is she off of her ADD meds, she's pulling A's in college. So that just goes to show sometimes it's a lot simpler fix than we think. But hey, be sure to go to the website, emtexas.com, if you haven't been there. And also, you can friend us on Facebook under Executive Medicine of Texas. We got to go to a short break. When we come back, we're going to do the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. So grab your pen, because you're going to want to call 1-800-910-3932. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets. that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right, ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms, everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. You can visit us on the web at emtexas.com, emtexas.com. You can download past shows by going to iTunes and searching the Staying Young Show. You can also find a link to iTunes on our website. Write down that website, emtexas, emtexas spelled out, .com. We're so boring. Dr. Gammon's over here yawning. So sorry. And the phone number, 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. And you're going to need that for the Dementia Defender. We got to wake you up, Dr. Gammon. What is going on with you? We want to congratulate our latest Dementia Defender winner, Susan Graham, Dan Weirs, Alan Zakuro, and Marilyn. Oh, I'm going to botch that last name. But hey, all of you from all over that have sent in your Dementia Defenders or called us, I want to give a special shout out to my sweet friend, Cherie, who's from Idaho. Cherie, it was such a pleasure talking to you. I hope you enjoy your books, and I hope you also enjoy the other information we sent out to you. And we just want to give you a big hug over the air. You're great. So we were talking this hour about supplements, and we were talking about some of the rap that goes on with different supplements, and we couldn't come back on without saying thank you to Lisa Stewart from Douglas, who was in the studio with us. Thank you so much for your expertise, and we're so glad you were here.
Well, thank you for having me. It was a great experience, and I think everything that you all do at Executive Medicine is just wonderful with the personalized medicine that you're doing for your patients.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa, so much, and best of luck with the pregnancy and the delivery.
Yay! Thank you very much.
I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
And she's going to name
I
it
am.
Walter.
Did I not tell you?
Oh, I'm flattered. I thought you might name it Dementia Defender.
That's his alter ego, but that's a whole other story. Speaking of that, we had a fun time because Dementia Defender here got their first bobblehead.
Yes, it was a great surprise and a wonderful pleasure to have your own bobblehead. Fantastic.
You know, I thought you might just kind of like glue it on your dash or something.
Yeah. I think we need to put it on the Executive Medicine Facebook page.
Oh.
So everyone can enjoy it.
Oh, okay. We're totally going to do that. Okay. We'll put a picture of this Dementia Defender bobblehead. We're going to put it on the Facebook page. So go to Facebook and search Executive Medicine of Texas. We'll put it up and you guys will have to see it. It's really cute. But, how was your week, Dr. Anderson? Did you have a good week?
It's been a good week in hormone therapy. We've been very busy out at Executive Medicine here in the last few weeks, and it's all taken off and good results and good feedback from all the patients. So everything's going well.
Well, you know, this has been an interesting transition as we go through all the focus now that's been on television, you know, with all the healthcare changes and all this and all that. It seems like soon as, and maybe this is just, you know, me making some political statement, which I'm not really trying to make a political statement, but it seems like as soon as the government's afraid they're going to have to either test for something or supply something, they're going to start putting in the news as much as they can. You don't need it. I mean, we saw this with the PSA. We saw this with the mammogram. Now I think we're kind of seeing the media grab hold of the supplement thing. We're just seeing a lot of this. What's your thought?
Judy, you are such a conspiracy theorist.
Do you buy
amazing.
In? Do you buy in? Do you
no,
think it's right?
I tell patients, you know, it was bad enough when insurance companies were kind of setting the standard as to what was going. You know, you sure as heck don't want the government setting those standards because they're not going to go up.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to, you know, they're treating even larger populations. And so they look at such from, you know, population-based outcomes. And, you know, our whole focus at Executive Medicine is that we're treating an individual. We're not treating a population-based. So, I mean, you've got to, you know, individualize it versus what happens in these other clinics is, I won't say you're just a number, but you come in, you get symptom XYZ or diagnosis of this, that, and the other, and you're going to fall right down the algorithm of the most cost-effective way to treat that, which isn't necessarily the best way for that individual.
Yeah, I think that's true. Another concern I was, you know, listening to the study, I was thinking about what they're saying, and it made me think of not only our patient population, but our listening population. We have a lot of road warriors. Whether that means, you know, they're in an 18-wheeler right now listening to us and, hey, there, we're giving you a shout-out. Or there are executives that are on planes all the time and they really aren't spending a lot of time at home because they're either on a plane or they're in a hotel. And so when we talk about this eating 7 fresh servings of fruits and vegetables, sometimes it just can't happen because of people's travel schedule.
You know, I rarely meet anyone who eats all those fruits and vegetables. I mean, it's an uncommon event.
Right.
I don't know where they exist.
In California. All our guests from California, they're all on the beach eating their fresh fruits and vegetables.
No, Judy in our office does. You go back in
the other Judy?
Yeah. In the break room and, you know, there's a tomato sitting out, an avocado, I mean, her lunch, her meal is her 3 to 4 servings of fruits and veggies.
That's why she looks so fabulous. I mean, she absolutely looks fabulous, and she's You know, she's just so healthy, and it is. It's because she exercises regular. She does everything we talk about on the show, and she, you know, it shows. So,
including hormones. So now, the music for the Immortal Minute. A simple one today. Study out of the UK shows that an apple a day taken by persons over the age of 50 could reduce cardiovascular mortality and save 8,500 lives a year versus taking statins would reduce 95 or save 9,500 lives a year. So you can either take a pharmaceutical that has side effects, or you can increase your fruits and vegetables by one serving. So it fits right into what the topic is today.
And it won't kill your liver like the statins.
Won't kill your liver, but I do have to say the English are a bit egotistical. They attributed the quote, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, to the Victorians. It's actually Benjamin Franklin, a good old American who
really?
Made that quote.
I didn't know that.
Poor Richard's almanac. So.
Well, you know, the Brits would never attribute anything to an American.
Right.
You know, we
so,
do have...
So there are falsehoods in reporting. Hopefully it's not the statistics.
We do have people
quote.
Listening over there. Please don't take offense. We love you. So that's, you know, that's one of the beauties of podcasts. And we're heard all over the world. And I love to get that feedback from people in different countries that listen and get to hear some of the things we talk about. And one thing we didn't mention is that there are a lot of pharmaceutical prescriptions that you can take that actually cause you not to be able to absorb certain vitamins, or they cause deficiencies. Just to, you know, give an example, and if you haven't picked up a copy of Age to Perfection, there's a whole section in the book about this, but we'll just run through just a couple common ones. So those ulcer medications and the antacids that you may be taking, you know, the ones that used to be prescription, now they're over the counter, and then even some of the ones that have always been over the counter, there's some associated deficiencies with those, like B12, folic acid, vitamin D, calcium, iron, zinc. I mean, it's not just one. I mean, there's a lot of deficiencies you can get from taking those medications, because then you don't absorb some of the actual nutrients from your food. And when do you need them? When you eat. So it's really a catch-22. And then also antidepressants. I mean, all the name brand antidepressants are pretty much linked to CoQ10 and B2 deficiencies. So, I mean, this is really a catch-22. Sometimes we're taking meds and they're doing us more harm than good.
That music means it's time. Yes, it's time for Dementia Defender. Are you ready to defend against dementia today? Here's today's riddle. There was a defendant on the stand under oath in court. He stated, "The attorney is my brother." Then the attorney took the stand and under oath denied having a brother. Who's lying? Is anyone lying? Again, there was a defendant on the stand. Under oath, he said, "The attorney is my brother." But the attorney under oath said, "I don't have a brother." Who's lying? Is anyone lying? What's the explanation?
All right, go to emtexas.com, emtexas.com. Texas is spelled out. Send your answer there, or you can actually call us, 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932. If you send us the correct answer, we're going to send you not just one, we're going to send you two books. We're going to send you the Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health book, and the Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. And join us right here as we bring you information that you can use.
We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.